Daily Brief, June 19, 2026. Top of mind. The US-Iran interim deal is showing cracks. Swiss peace talks postponed after Israel-Hezbollah clashes. Oil traffic through Hormuz thinning. This overhang plus the Fed's hawkish pivot, 50% chance of a 0.5% rate hike by year-end, is creating cross-asset volatility. The dollar hit a one-year high, gold took another leg down, and the yen is testing 161.80. Manage position sizes into next week's PMI data. The fragile peace and Warsh's unambiguously unanimous inflation commitment leaves little room for error on long-duration or oil-sensitive shorts. Tickers, SPY, QQQ, GLD, JPY, Oil, AAPL, INTC, HUD, Catalyst Radar. Tuesday, S&P Global US-EU Manufacturing and Services PMIs, Flash June. Ongoing, US-Iran 60-day negotiation window, OpenAI Anthropic confidential IPO filings. July early, UniCredit tender results for Commerzbank. Markets, US equities, S&P 500 plus 1.1%. Thursday, but ES futures 0.3% Friday on Hormuz uncertainty. Record weekly inflow, 119.2B into US equity funds, BOFA, tech alone 19.2B. Dollar, DXY hit 101.127, one-year high on hawkish Fed repricing. Rate hike probability for 2026 jumped from 16% to 50%. Gold, 1.5% to 4,147, third consecutive weekly loss. Goldman slashed year-end target by $500 to $4,900 on no Fed cuts. Oil, Brent, $79.85, WTI, $876.85. Thin traffic Friday, no tankers outbound from Gulf this morning. Weekly Brent, 9%. Rates, 10Y UST eased to 4.43%, 2Y rose to 4.177%, highest since Feb 2025. UK 10Y gilts, plus 6.5 BP, and to 4.809% on fiscal and political risk. Forex, yen, 161.80, near 40-year low. Intervention risk high, but structural headwinds dominate. USD up across EM. Nikkei 225, fresh record 71,250.106, plus 0.3%. Europe mixed, defense stocks up. Rheinmetall plus 1.6%. Leonardo buzz 3.1%. Tech down, ASML, 1.7%. Economy. Fed Warsh's debut left rates unchanged but removed forward guidance. 9 of 18 voters see at least one hike in 2026. PCE inflation forecast raised to 3.6% by December. ECB chief economist Lane says, hard to argue against June hike to 2.25%. Neutral rate upper bound now at 2.5%, implying room for another. BOE held at 3.75%, 7-2 vote. Bailey content holding, warning of inflation persistence, even if conflict resolves. UK public borrowing. May deficit 23.3B, highest for May in 6 years, above 18.9B consensus. Record interest bill. EM central banks, Indonesia, Philippines, Czech Republic all raised rates. Czech PM Babiš openly feuding with central bank governor over hike. Business, finance. Apple, Intel, Trump announces partnership. Intel plus 11%, record. Apple to raise prices, DRAM costs surged 83% QQ for high-end phones. Memory squeeze structural as Nvidia outspends Apple on procurement. Robinhood cutting, 110% of staff, 28 Met charge. Despite record trading volumes, expenses rising. Stock, 2.5% on day, 15% YTD. Deluxe buying Celero Commerce for 625 Met cash to pivot to digital payments. CME sues CFTC to block Kalshi's perpetual futures, citing textbook competitive injury. Kalshi, 5B perps volume since launch. Santander overtakes Inditex as Spain's most valuable company, 175B market cap, after 170% rise since 2025. Jio Platforms filed for India's biggest IPO, 4B raise at 100B plus valuation. Use of proceeds, debt prepayment. Zealand Pharma stock, 38% YTD. Servadutide dropout rates disappointing, but Amylin drug petrolintide seen as next driver. World geopolitics. US-Iran, MOU signed. But Vance cancelled Switzerland trip after Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah. 18 killed in Lebanon overnight. Iran made Lebanon truce a condition. Trump says deal is unconditional surrender. Hawks in Congress decry concessions. Oil flows restarted then thinned. 80 men barrels in tankers waiting. Ukraine-Russia, largest ever drone attack on Moscow, hitting Gazprom refinery. 16 injured. Lavrov threatens massive group strikes on regular basis. Trump says he spoke to both leaders. U.S. tariff probe, Section 301 investigation into Germany's drug pricing policies. Persistent underpayment for innovative medicines. Could lead to tariffs referencing UK deal precedent. Indonesia, MSCI flags, opaque shareholding and coordinated trading, potential EM downgrade risk. JCI has lost almost 30% YTD. Bank Indonesia hiked rates. UK politics, Andy Burnham won Makerfield by election, clearing path to challenge Starmer. Gilt yields jumped on fiscal uncertainty. Technology, AI, Apple memory war, AI demand for DRAM leaving Apple at structural disadvantage versus Nvidia. Analysts expect iPhone Pro prices $200. Qualcomm up 40% since data center customer reveal, but still cheap at 20x FWD earnings versus ARM at 175x. Auto chip sales growing 45% QQ. Banking, AI. Rogo's Felix agent creates deal pitch decks in 25 minutes, normally days. But banks like Wells Fargo hesitant to cut headcount, retraining focus. ASML, US Commerce Secretary raised concerns about a top-of-the-line machine possibly reaching China. SpaceX shares down 20% from peak. Average post-IPO buyer near break-even. Market cap still 2.4T. Standouts. MSCI warned Indonesia may be downgraded from EM status on transparency issues. Severe capital outflow risk. Indian IT stocks fell 7% after Accenture cut revenue guidance, 3 out of 4% versus 4 out of 5%. TCS, 5%. Infosys, 7%. Goldman cut gold year-end target by $500 to $4,900. Citing no Fed cuts, sees tactical downside to $4,400 if Fed hikes. World Cup prediction markets hit 5B total volume. Polymarket user lost 9 nemenas on Belgium-Egypt bet. Japan yen structural weakness, 70B plus intervention and BOJ hike ineffective due to US yields and carry trade.